This is KERA News. Texans waste a lot of food. According to one food waste reduction nonprofit, each year, Americans throw out 52 million tons of it. One of the reasons for the waste is, well, aesthetics. Basically, it's ugly produce, fruits and vegetables farms grow that don't meet grocery store standards for size or shape. KERA's Rachel Osier Lindley takes a look at entrepreneurs working to rebrand and sell these ugly fruits and veggies.
Think of the last time you shopped for food. Those sliding glass doors open, and you're greeted by orderly rows of apples, pears, leafy green lettuce.
There's a reason that the grocery store sets up the produce in the beginning, because it's beautiful, the colors and how it pops.
Tony Masco is VP of Midwest Operations at Imperfect Produce. He says the produce aisle is like a popular nightclub. Not everyone gets in.
We buy the stuff that doesn't make the cut, and we resell it at a discounted price to people's homes.
Imperfect Produce has been around since 2015, appealing to customers by touting the environmental benefits of preventing food waste. Companies like Hungry Harvest and Misfits Market offer a similar service. Sign up, and you'll get a weekly box of funny-looking food on your doorstep. Imperfect Produce is up and running in 19 metro areas and hoping for at least 30 by the end of the year. Masco hands me a massive carrot. I'd guess weighs about 2 pounds.
And it's not doesn't have the beautiful Bugs Bunny green on the top. And it's nicked up and scarred, but guess what? When you cut it up, you could use this carrot for your whole party.
He showed me around the company's Dallas warehouse a few days before Imperfect's recent launch in DFW. It's been in San Antonio and Austin for a while. A small box with 7 to 9 pounds of food runs $11 to $13. A bigger one costs more. On offer for customers to choose from when I visit, husky leeks, slightly discolored bok choy, tiny heads of garlic, and more. Masco stresses it may be ugly, but it's still delicious.
And that's the thing about this. It doesn't affect the taste. Like, if you're looking for something still flavorful and bold, and all that, you're still going to get it.
This may sound a lot like a CSA, community-supported agriculture. But while they do source a bit from local farmers, most of this food comes from big producers. Co-founder and CEO Ben Simon says Imperfect Produce has diverted millions of pounds of food from the landfill.
We're growing enough food to feed everyone, and yet we have 40 million Americans struggling with food insecurity, in large part just because of how much food we're wasting. It's just a totally tragic issue, and in addition to that, it's actually one of the largest drivers of climate change.
For Simon, his business is about mission and money, what's known as a for-profit social enterprise. These companies market themselves in a way that makes people feel good about what they're buying. Food waste experts hope those warm fuzzies don't distract consumers from the bigger picture.
My name is Elizabeth Balkin. I'm the food waste director at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Balkin says she's enthusiastic about what these subscription box startups are doing, but emphasizes it is only part of the puzzle. Farms and the ugly or extra produce that they have trouble selling only account for about 16% of the country's food waste.
Companies like Imperfect Produce are really focusing in on that 16%.
A whopping 43% of food waste is generated in our homes. Yep, it's our fault.
The bigger point is, it's great for people to do one thing. It's great that people are adapting new ideas and new practices. But if at the end of the day, 50% of that Imperfect Produce box ultimately goes into the bin, then what really have we accomplished?
To really solve the food waste problem, Balkin says consumers must change habits so we throw away less.
So there's a whole range of things, I think, beyond just your consumer choices that can really be extremely powerful in moving the needle in terms of your individual or your household waste generation.
Like eating more leftovers and storing food properly. Still, ugly produce could be big business. ReFed, a food waste reduction nonprofit, estimates this stuff could generate more than $275 million a year and find homes for 266 tons of fruits and vegetables. For the Texas Standard, I'm Rachel Osier Lindley in Dallas.